How are everybody this morning?
Good.
Yeah? We're so glad you boys are here with us. We needed some boys to balance us out over here. Three boys and three girls. We're doing good.
You don't count.
I don't count?
Okay.
Yes,
she
does.
Wow. You're going to have a talk with that child. Apparently, I don't count.
That's telling the story.
That's right. I'm telling the story. I count. That's right. And today, actually, one of Joni's songs just now fits right in with our story. I saw the light. You'll have to play that for us when we leave, Lori.
Yeah, it's a good one, isn't it? Have you heard of the Duttons?
I have that Duttons.
Yeah, that's a good song. And that we're going to talk about light a little bit today. We're also going to talk about Halloween. Halloween is coming up. Are you guys excited about Halloween?
I'm going to go trick-or-treating, I hope.
You're going to go trick-or-treating?
Me too.
You're going to go trick-or-treating, and you go trick-or-treating at all the safe places, and you take adults with you, right?
The costume. And you dress up.
Do you know what you're going to be? Are you guys going to be Boy Scouts?
I want to be a princess.
No. You're going to be a princess.
So am I.
Princess.
Nicole's
going
to be
I'm going to be a princess, too. What are you guys
going to
be? Have you figured it out?
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Green Ninja, all good costumes, that's what I'm thinking. Yep, and that's the fun of Halloween, isn't it, when we dress up. Another fun part of Halloween is making a jack-o'-lantern. Have you guys ever made a jack-o'-lantern of your own? I bet you guys have, huh?
I don't.
No? Some of you have made jack-o'-lanterns. Have you gone out into a big field and picked your own pumpkin?
I have.
We usually go to the store.
Go to the store and pick one up? Yeah.
I have a big one.
A big one? I have a big one at home, too, but I brought a little one with me to kind of show what it looks
That's
like.
Plastic.
Yeah, this is plastics. But if I had brought a big, real one with me today, it would have been kind of messy. So I didn't bring one of those. But let's say that I had a great big pumpkin here with me, and I'm going to tell you about what we would do with that big pumpkin. Okay, so if we went out in the field and we picked a big pumpkin and we brought it in, what is the first thing we would have to do to that pumpkin?
Carve it.
Wash it.
Wash it. We would have to wash it because if we went out in the field, it would be dirty. So we would wash our pumpkin. What's the second thing we have to do?
Carve it.
Nope, not yet. Well, we'd have to wash our hands. That is true.
Then we would have to cut the top off and then get the seeds out.
Exactly. We'd have to cut a big circle on the top, pull the top off, and we'd have to get the seeds and all the yucky stuff out of the inside, right?
Well, the inside.
And how you're supposed to make a pumpkin pie out of that, I just do not know. That is yucky stuff in there, isn't it? And then you have to wash your hands again.
Yeah.
So you get all the yucky stuff out of the inside, and you get all the seeds out of the inside, and you put the top back on. Then what do?
Carve it.
Carve it. And what do we carve?
Eyes, face, nose, and mouth.
Yes. And we have all different ways to do that, don't we? We can do triangles.
We could do great big circles for mouths.
We could do lots of teeth. But I like smiles. Smiles are always good.
Oh, that lights up.
Now, what is the last thing that we do after we carve the face?
Put the
lantern in it. Or candle.
Put a candle in it. And just so you know, let's see. Worked a little while ago. There it is. See? We put a candle in it so that when we put it in our window, people that pass by our house
or outside,
people will see that our jack-o'-lantern lights up, and they'll know that we like Halloween, huh?
I like Halloween.
Now, bet you're going to ask me what this has to do with our Bible story today,
huh? Light inside.
Yeah. Our Bible story today is taken from two places in the Bible. The first one is 1 Corinthians. And it says in 1 Corinthians that there was a time when some of you were just like that, but now your sins have been washed clean, and you have been set apart for God. You have been made right with God because of what the Lord Jesus Christ and the Spirit of our God have done for you. And our second part is taken from the book of Matthew, chapter 5, that says, Don't hide your light under a basket. Instead, put it on a stand and let it shine for all. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So, we are like a pumpkin. We go out into a field, God picks us up, and he washes us off, takes our dirt, cuts this, all that seeds of hate and doubt and fear out of us, pulls out all the yucky sin out of our bodies, and then he puts a smile on our face and a light in our life so that everyone we meet sees God in us, just like they see the light in our jack-o'-lantern. They see the light of the Lord when they look at our smiles. Amen. Yeah. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we have some fun things to do in Sunday school.
Well, I have to get my offering.
Okay. So light. Dear Heavenly Father, let our light shine so that others see the good deeds that we do, because you are in our life and guiding us each day. In Jesus' precious name, amen.